we will move forward in prayer, and then the word will come forth rich and mighty from the throne room, from our virtual altar. So get prepared, put your spiritual seatbelt on, pull out your Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth. Open your mind, clear your head, listen with your heart and your spirit. Make my purpose known to me Monday. Father God, we come to you this morning, January 7th, 2019, Father. We come to you with open hearts and open spirits. We're ready to hear the word that you're going to send forth in that vessel that you're going to use, Father. We are so thankful for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, you set a seed in them 8 years ago, and they sat down, and then they followed your instructions, and it's been consistent with this call. We ask you to cover the person that's going to bring forth the word. We ask you just to cover this call, Father. There are many on this line that stand in need of special prayer, Father. Just let them know that you are right there with them, Father. We have so many things to be thankful for, one of which is that we were able to wake up this morning, get on this call, and hear a rich word. We ask that you cover artist family, the events coming up. Father God, we know that you have everything in control. We're asking you to make our purpose known to us. As you say in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. There is no place for faith and fear in our hearts. So, Father God, we thank you, and we are prepared to hear this word. Make our purpose known to us on this Monday, Father, and every day, but we're asking this in prayer. We ask this in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. It's been a pleasure to greet and seat each and every one of you. This is Bonita signing out and signing over to our host.
God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us, for opening us up in prayer on this seventh day of January 2019, and for giving us our task for this day, so profound, from 2 Corinthians 5:7, which says, make, Lord, make my purpose known to me on this Monday and each and every single day. God bless you. Thank you for serving us in excellence, and may your day be blessed and highly favored. Well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you in on the seventh day of 2019. Where in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me will clearly be seen. And so we thank God for what he's doing in 2019, and we thank God for the two co-founders of this, the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It was back on October the 25th of 2010 where they began this, the Master's Call. And so we thank God for their yes, because it allows us to have this telecommunication sanctuary where God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we began our day here on the Master's Call. So we thank God for what he's doing. And there's a lot of things going on. So I hope you have your notebooks and your pads and your pencils, and you're ready to take notes before the messengers come forth with the message this morning. If you're visiting us for the first time, we thank you for visiting us and want to let you know that we do have a website for this call. You can go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived. But not only that, today is day number 3 of our corporate fast. The corporate fast began on Saturday, the 5th of January, and so this makes day number 3. And so to see all the fasting directives and the information on what to do, what not to do, You can go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. And please join us. If you have any questions, maybe something's not clear to you, maybe you have a prayer request, maybe there's some things that you are praying for that you want us to be in agreement with you with, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will respond to you immediately. March 29th, 30th, and 31st of 2019, the Artist Life Extravaganza will be happening at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. For you who are in artists, please check your back offices for more information. And for those of you who are on the line that want to know more about what is Artist Life, what is the extravaganza, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share that with you. Following this call today, we head over to the new morning motivational call, where today is Inspirational Monday. And the speaker for this morning will be our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So please join us there immediately following this call at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speakers for this morning will be none other than Brother Lester and Dr. P.K. Patton. They'll be coming to the call all the way from North Carolina. They have been blessing our spirits and setting us up in the divine alignment of Jesus Christ with the messages they have been bringing us on the importance of fasting and praying. So profound for this day, because this is, again, day number 3 of our corporate fast. And so we thank God for them and what they're doing in the kingdom of God and how they serve us in excellence each and every single day. They are definitely on the move for God, making kingdom moves out there in North Carolina, being a blessing to all of those who they come in contact with. They are a blessing in our life. They're definitely a power couple, and I'm so glad that God has connected and intertwined them together. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voices that you will hear this morning will be none other than Dr. P.K. Patton and Brother Lester Patton at this time.
Well, good morning, Minister Tiffany, way out there in that California town. I thank God for you, and I ask that you be ready just in a few minutes to lead us into praise. I do thank God for our greeters this morning. Minister Benita, we thank you and thank God for that tag, making our purpose clear. And I'm here to tell you that is exactly what God is doing and will do for us as we are going through this fast. I thank God for my own Dr. Vanessa, a sister in Christ, one whom God has connected us with. Our heart throb. And we thank God for her today, as she is down there in that Texan town. Lord, have mercy on us. I don't know how in the world we would have gotten this far had it not been for her dedication and commitment. So I thank God for her today and for all that she does for the artist family. Good morning, TMC family and friends and our artist family. We ask this morning that you will listen attentively to what God has to say, because this morning we are going to go on and talk about something that, I'll tell you, God knows how to put it all together. And when you hear it, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, yeah. We have been talking about fasting. We're going to continue to teach on fasting. It is so, so vitally important for our living a victorious and successful life in Christ. And today's subject is on finishing. Can you believe it's on finishing? And so at this time, I'm going to call our songbird back to the line to minister to us in song. And then Babe and I thank God for the chocolate on my cake and the cream in my coffee is going to come. and open us up with the reasons that we fast, and we are going to go forward with the teaching on fasting and finishing. All righty, Minister Tiffany, could you come to the line, please, and give us our praise for this morning?
You are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me.
Hallelujah.
For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. I will always worship you as long as I am breathing. I will always worship you. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Here is my worship, all of my worship, and I will always worship you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here is my worship, and no one can worship God for me or for you. Oh, my goodness. My heart is going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Here is my worship, Lord. And we, when we worship God during this experience of our fast, I promise you, you are going to see God open up in a way that you've never seen him before. Lay out and sing before him. Let him give you new songs. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I certainly love and appreciate you. As we have been talking about fasting, first of all, we talked about faith in fasting. Focus on fasting. Finding time with God in fasting. Talked about the favor that you get in fasting. Fight to fast. Forgiveness in fasting. And today, we're going to be talking about finishing in fasting. And I just thank God today for all of you who are on the call. And before we can get started, the Lord is just pushing in my spirit. I thank God. I heard, I call her my platinum president, Linda Kidd, come on
Your faithfulness to God, God said to tell you, has been seen, and that this is your year to go forward to do great things. I thank God that you are what he would have you to be in this artist family, leading and helping people to become healthy and wealthy. God says, step on out and finish what he's given you to do. All right, with that being said, God has told us that we should fast 40 days here, and we are on the third day. God deals with me in threes, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The third day, it could have been the fourth Monday. No, it could have been the fourth day of the fast, but it is the third day, which is very significant. So today we are to talk more about why we are fasting. If you know why, the why of a thing, you can get a thing done. You must know why you are doing what you are doing with the Lord. And so with this fast, if you get your why plain up front, you will go on and finish it, because that is just the way life is. Glory to God. So, babe, if you would come and just give us the reason why we're doing this, what fasting can do for us. Give us the why fasting.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for us. Good morning to our greeter, Minister Benita, and good morning to Minister Tiffany, and thank you this morning. And good morning to my beautiful wife this morning. Our thing is breaking through. Fasting brings breakthrough. Fasting brings unity. Fasting brings clarity. Fasting brings victory. Fasting brings and opens doors. Fasting brings peace. Fasting brings deliverance. Fasting brings healing. Fasting brings restoration. Fasting brings success. Fasting brings protection. Fasting reveals your calling. Fasting brings stability. Fasting brings the glory. Fasting brings the anointing. Fasting brings refreshment. Fasting brings the fire of God. Fasting brings the power of God. Fasting activates spiritual gifts. Fasting breaks bondage. Fasting exhausts the enemy plan. He aborts the enemy plan. Let me read that again. Fasting aborts the enemy plan. Fasting opens portals. Fasting brings relief. Let me read that again well. Fasting brings relief. Yeah. Fasting destroys witchcraft. Fasting releases high-ranking angels. Fasting releases faith. That's something we need. Yes, Lord. Definitely. And fasting destroys doubt. Fasting destroys doubt.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Out of that list of why we should fast and what we will receive from fasting, someone, you should have connected with something on that list. Thank you, babe, for that. Fast, why we should fasting, and what we can receive from fasting. Minister Benita, we can receive clarity and our purpose as we are fasting, crying out to God. He will hear us, and he will answer us. Amen. Oh, good God of mercy. The Lord is just throwing these names up here at me today, and I'm saying, why, Lord, why? You don't do, we have not done this like this before. But God says, I'm doing a new thing in you. Hallelujah, glory, bless the name of Jesus. Minister, not minister, and she could be a minister too. She just need to step out in it, but Platinum President, I'm calling you Platinum too, because you definitely have the qualities of one. Charlie Lewis, the Lord says you've got to keep giving the message that fasting brings healing. Fasting will bring healing to the body. I know it for a fact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am a witness. Let me get into the word this morning. Finishing. Oh, good God. Minister Kai, the Lord has given me, given you in my mind right now, good God of mercy. He says to tell you that fasting will absolutely give you clarity and purpose. Yes, he did. Imagine what potential awaits you on the other side of your finish. Finishing shouldn't only be a fasting principle that we apply, yet a principle we apply to every aspect of our life to which we put our hands. Many, many people say to their children, and I say to, have said to my children often, you all, I'm just kind of so happy this morning. I don't know if any of you know, but all of you know, but some of you do know, the earthquake drove my daughter and her family here to our home that was up in Alaska 4 weeks ago, and my husband and I went out and helped register the grandchildren, and today is their first day in school here in this area, and you all, I say to them, you got to finish this thing. You can't just start it. Start what you finish. As mentioned earlier in the book, in our message, we want you to look at the life of Jesus and how indeed he was a finisher. His entire assignment was predicated upon his completion at the cross. Imagine where we would be had Jesus not finished what he started on the cross. I believe in many cases we miss out on blessings because we have not completed, nor have we finished the task that the Lord has instructed us to complete. There can be things left undone or incomplete from another season. You could be hanging on to stuff that you should have done in the summer, in the fall. Glory be to God. And we are trying to move on to the winter to operate on a higher level when we have not yet completed those things of old. Go back and clean it up and see what God is going to do for you in this season of your life. This also can happen with things in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We've got to know that we are warring in the spiritual realm. The devil doesn't want you to be successful. The devil doesn't want you to complete anything. The devil doesn't want you to have what God has a purpose for you. Oftentimes, we are trying to enter into a higher level in the spirit that we are not authorized to go into because we haven't been able to complete or finish other assignments on our current level. Glory be to God. This can come from not finishing the things that God has instructed us to complete on any level of our spiritual walk. If God has given you to do a two-day fast and you have not done a three-day fast, then how are you going to go out here and just jump out here and complete the 10-day quarterly fast or the 21-day fast or the 40-day fast? Let's just take it small steps at a time. If indeed you want to complete the 40-day fast and you've never fasted before, start out and do 3 days, rest, come back and do 10 days, rest. Come back and do 21 days. Rest. We got 40 days. And if you tell me that you are up to 38, and you need me to help you to carry out the 40, and I'm already finished, I come in here and pull you across the line. Let me tell you, we are in this thing together. Somebody ought to say, bless the name of Jesus. Yes, we are. Listen, let me tell you something. This is some good stuff right here. Sometimes we don't finish because we have not counted up the cost of what it takes to finish. And that's what I just tried to do there in just a brief little moment. But, babe, read Luke 14, 28, and 30 for us this morning, and let us hear what God has said in the word for us as we are beginning a course.
Luke 14, 28 through 30 tells us, for which you intended to build a tower, sit it not down first and count the cost, whether we have sufficient to finish. Least half, after we had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, and all that behold it begin to mock him. 30 says, saying this man began to build, and he was not able to finish.
Glory be to God. The word lets us know right there. If you don't count up the cost, you can get in the middle of the building process, and you won't have the resources or what you need to finish. That's why I'm asking you to get your why clear about why you're doing this fast. How do you know how many days that you're supposed to go if you've not consulted the Lord? Yes, God gave Pastor Vanessa and Dr. Vanessa and I to do a 40-day fast at the beginning of the year, but how are you to complete this 40 days? Hallelujah. I'm loving this, and we've got to finish this right now. You will not be able to testify about something you haven't experienced if you stop. You see, finishing is so important that without finishing a thing, things are left undone, and this can be hazardous and even dangerous to others. Imagine how things would be if God stopped while he was in the midst of creation. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Ask yourself, what is it that I have started and I've not finished? Allow God to shine the light upon your soul, upon your mind, upon your spirit, so that you can see yourself where you are and you can begin where you are and go forward and finish that which God has given you to do. With that being said, my time is up, but come back on Monday. Oh, by the way, those of you who have not started your fast and you want to start your fast, I ask that you just give me a call if you need an accountability partner to help you across the finish line to go down this journey together. God bless you. If you could come back, Minister Tiffany, and take us on out of here, we'd appreciate it. I'll come back with the benediction.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK and Brother Patton. Let us pray over our prayer request and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We bless you for this day. We magnify you and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we lift up the Flanagan family to you, Father. We pray that your peace, your comfort, and your joy will and strength will rest upon them as they have celebrated the life of Papa Flanagan. I pray, Father God, that you would just be with them and let them know that you will be forever with them as the legacy continues to go forth in Jesus' name. I lift up the family of Jesse Broomfield to you, and I pray that you would strengthen them as well and comfort them and give them peace as well. I lift up the family of Mother Eleanor to you and her daughters, and I pray that you would be with them, oh God, that you would strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Jackie Henderson to you, and I pray that your comfort and peace will be upon her and her family, Father. Father, I pray that you would just let them know that you are their comforter and that you are a peacemaker. You are a waymaker, Father, and that you are there with them no matter what. I lift up all of those who are sick and shut in right now, anyone who's experienced a situation where the doctor said it was one thing, God, and we know that you have all power. So we lift up baby Taryn to you. We lift up Sharon Stowers to you right now, God, and we ask that you would have your way in them right now, God. Have your way. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. You are healer, Father, and the blood still works, Father. And so as we go into this fast, Father, I pray that you would give us clarity, that you would give us purpose, that you would give us the plan, that you would align our hearts and our minds so that we will not be defeated, but that we will be more than conquerors because we are powerful with you. And you said that in your word that you would give us the ability to do all things. And so we thank you right now for what is to come in 2019. Father God, we just thank you for this, the master's call. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so please, if you must go back to listen to this call, please take notes when you go back and share it with the others who are on the fast, that you know are on the fast, that didn't make it to the line this morning. Give them this number, 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Please also go to the website, www.themasterscall.net. I don't know why I don't see this website on social media as much as I see everything else, but this is something that needs to be shared in 2019. So if you're joining us here, please take a moment throughout the day and just put www.themasterscall.net. It doesn't need to have an explanation, but please start to share it. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Remember, we'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother ego, will be bringing the message this morning, and that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. We'll be looking forward to hearing your name shouted out this morning. We thank you again for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for serving us in excellence. And also, again, thank you for the task for this Monday. Make my purpose known to me, Lord, Monday. And thank you very much for all that you do. Thank you to the Pattons for serving us in excellence as well and for giving us our message this morning on the importance of fasting and praying. And we thank you for everything that you do. It has been a joy for me to serve each one of you in excellence this morning. I am signing off for now and turning the call back over to Dr. PK.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. And as we prepare to go over to the other call, I would just like to say to you, Minister Sharon Stowers, the Lord say healing belongs to you. Connect yourself with someone who's fasting and watch what God will do and has done for you already. Walk it out. God has already worked it out. Bless the name of Jesus. As we close and benedict and go over to MMC, to God who is more than able to keep us, we give you the praise and honor today as we walk out here to live a super fantastic day under your anointing, continuing to do that which you've given us to do and bring it to a successful end. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and everybody say amen. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.